4WA. Over. 2. And 4WRO.
Fine. I'm headed over to Union, South Carolina. Going over there to pick me up some supplies.
Okie dokie. Hey, I hit an Airbus 320 twice. Yeah, man. Yeah, about 2 days ago, I was on 20 meters and heard him on there. Talked to him. He was over to Bahamas en route from Puerto Rico to Baltimore. And then I caught him the next day en route from Baltimore down to Fort Lauderdale, 36,000 feet.
How about that? Did he say what carrier?
Yeah, it was Sprint, Spirit. I think it's Spirit. It's on his QOZ page.
How about that? I bet that was fun. So, how long did you have him?
We just chit-chatted for a few minutes. There was a big pile up. Other guys were trying to talk to him. So, you know, I didn't hang up or hog the frequency.
Well, you know, kind of in a good way, that's good advertising for Spirit Airlines.
Yeah, he's the captain of the 320. He's got some good pictures of it there on the on his QOZ page. He lives down in Houston, Texas. And yeah, we swapped a few stories back and forth.
Now that's cool. That's real cool. Next time you run across something like that, how about giving me a text and letting me know? I'd love to try to catch something like that.
Yeah, he was on 20 meters, let me see here, 14.227.
That's just up in the general.
Yep. Yeah, they got two Collins HFs in the airplane. They both do 400 watts apiece.
I wonder why the airlines like that are carrying HF rigs.
Over the water, long haul.
Are they not just a continental carrier?
I have no idea. I mean, they may have bought the airplane from somebody else that was using it for long haul.
Now, that is true. That's true. Yeah, and an A320 is a bigger bird, so it's actually more set up to do that kind of over-the-pond stuff.
Right. Yeah, well, like I said, they were coming out of Puerto Rico, so they're over on the first time I talked to him. So they're definitely over water for a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Well, how about that? Well, you had fun with that. That makes a good QSO vlog.
Yep, that makes number 3 on the airborne.
Now, you know, I hit one that was a Marine when I was first getting started, and I didn't even realize it. And I asked the guy's QTH, and he says, well, I've got a little bit of spare time on my hands, and I'm in the comm shack, and the captain gave me permission. He was on an oil freighter on, I believe it was Ontario.
Okay, mobile marine, boat type.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a couple of those on FT8 on digital. I haven't got anything on sideband with them.
Yeah, I hit him with voice, man, and that just, when he told me what he was and what he was doing, my jaw hit the table. Like, dang. And, you know, that was back before I had my amplifier. I was hitting him with 100 watts.
Yeah, that's all I'm pushing is 100. But, you know, at 36,000 feet, they got a broad range.
They do. Yes, they do. Yep. Well, so who else have you hit recently?
Well, they're shattering, I don't think. You know, I hit Kenya the other day on FT8 Well, everything else has just been normal European stuff, Slovenia, you know, places like that, old voice.
Yep, yep. Now, if you'd have hit Kenya with voice, now then you'd have really impressed me.
Yep. I would have impressed myself on that one.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, one of the other really, really fun contacts, I don't know if I told you about it, was I got on there real early one morning. I guess it was about, 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, and I was on 20. And I caught this old boy coming in, and we got to talking, and I said, "When I'm in upstate South Carolina, and it's already up to about 58 degrees here. And so give me your QTH, what your conditions are." So he did. He says it is 28 below zero. I'm going, "Oh, dear." And he says, "I'm on the absolute northern tip of Ellesmere Island."
Yeah, that's a pretty good haul up there.
Yeah, do you know where Ellesmere is?
To south.
Is the most northern point of the Yukon Territory of Canada. It's way up inside the Arctic Circle. And believe it or not, the guy says, well, I'm here at the Canadian Polar Research Center, and we're doing research here in the Polar Desert. Polar Desert? Okay. He says, "Yeah, there's no snow here. There is nothing here. Nothing but frozen dirt."
Well, it's so cold it doesn't support snow or anything, so it's just dirt.
Yeah, he says there is nothing that grows there. There's nothing but dirt. Most isolated, most desolate place he's ever been on the planet, he said. So he said he got on there about 30 minutes a day, about every other day, for about a 2 week span. And he says, you know that thing where you can talk into the Aurora Borealis? He said that he got into that all the time.
Really? Well, up there, yeah, because of the mag flux.
Yep. I think that'd just be real interesting. I wouldn't mind going up there and spending 2 or 3 days or just, going up there to see what it's like. But I don't think I'd care to stay. Not no extended period of time, anyhow.
I'll tell you what. Pictures, all right.
N0TR.
Hey, Tom.
Well, I heard Steve on there, and I right offhand, I don't recognize the other gentleman, but I just got on. But you ought to have been here this morning, guys. I talked to Austria in Salzburg, right here on this radio, well, the one upstairs, for about 30 minutes with my friend from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Go ahead, Steve.
That sounds pretty good. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. How about that? Well, so what other out-of-the-way places have you talked to lately there, Tom? And are you talking about Bliss or CW?
Well, this was on Echo Link this morning. The gentleman from Austria was Oscar Echo 2 Whiskey Uniform Mike. His name was Chris. And he was calling CQ here, and then he didn't get anybody. He was calling CQ Oklahoma. And so I just went on there, and then KD5KX come on there, and I said, "Stand by." And I didn't recognize the call because Mike hadn't been on the radio for 10 years. And he was a good friend of mine up in Kansas. And so I had a real nice conversation with him. He just bought a new Kenwood 890 and getting back in the business. So if you hear him, say hi to him. He's a brilliant engineering type gentleman. And he'll probably be around on Echo Link now and then, Steve. And who else am I talking to there? Go ahead. I didn't mean to take up the whole conversation here.
No, you're not, Tom. This is Bill, N4WRO. No, I enjoy listening all the time to what you got to say. So they were on this repeater on Echolink.
And, gosh, there was 16-something Zulus, so it's been a couple of hours ago. I talked to a guy in Australia one day coming down the road and out here in front of the house for quite a while. Every now and then, you hear them, and, you know, it's just as clear as FM can be. And the connection to Austria was really great. It was in Salzburg, Austria. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, 4BWA. Well, give me the call sign for your friend out in Oklahoma again, because if I can ever contact him, I'm going to tell him to drag your butt back out there.
Kilo Delta 5, Kilo X-ray. And I used to call Mike now and then if I'd get stuck on a problem on a machine tool on the electronics and that. He's just an absolute brilliant young man. And he just retired, so I can't say that no more. He's not a young man. And he's getting back in to ham radio, but he's been a ham since way, way back. He was started out as a data systems technician on a Navy destroyer or a frigate or something of that class. And, he worked on approach controls and stuff like that for, I think, Sperry Rand, and just an extremely bright individual. Go ahead, Bill.
I'd lay it down. Yeah, well, Tom, have you messed with DMR any? I've had quite a few QSOs on DMR all over Europe, Germany, England, all over that direction, France.
That's not real ham radio there.
Why not? I mean, what's the difference between that and Echolink?
Answering, Tom?
Well, I'd say nothing. I don't use the FTs and stuff like that because I like to have QSOs and talk to people, and they're just automated computer stuff and Rouse's rules. I just don't believe in it, but I think it's wonderful for the guys that enjoy it. I just don't. And if you can have a QSO with somebody on that, I think it's just fine. Rather than just, you're 5'9" by, And I've done that too, of course. I'm guilty of that. I work a little bit of contest once in a while. I'll cherry pick something that I might need. But as far as enjoyment, it's much more enjoyable. And Mike, KD5KX, said that he was trying to get information on that and get set up with that digital. I guess it's on 2 meters. I'm an old timer and I'm not up on that. But I know a lot of these radios have it on there now, Bill.
Yeah, well, with the DMR, you definitely can have, QSO. I mean, some of these Europeans get long-winded. Yeah.
Easy now. I was the one to play an instigator on that, so I may just have to stir the pot some more.
To a guy in France and talk about the weather, the wine, women,
Y'all, I just started real good because y'all just got all over the top of each other the whole time.
Now, go ahead, Bill.
No, what I was saying was, FT8 on HF is, strictly digital. It's, computer to computer through the radio. But DMR, I can be sitting in my happy chair upstairs, chatting with a guy in France or Germany or wherever.
And it's person-to-person stuff. I'd probably enjoy that. These old radios I got, these old Icom 208s, don't have that ability. But it might interest me someday. That's why I like CW, Bill, is because it's international Morse code, and usually I can talk to Russia almost every night in a lot of places in the world that you won't get until the sunspots come back. And that's why I like CW. Some of them are contacts, and some of them are QSOs. And quite a lot of them will have a small QSO with you, you know, in an exchange of call signs, locations, weather, and your rigs and stuff like that. So that's why I use the CW a lot. Go ahead, Steve.
Point, I'm just kind of listening in. You know, the radio, the repeater's doing real well because I'm just about to pull into Union.
Yeah, and no crackling, no white noise.
Yeah, the thing has just been doing great lately. Shoot, it's a good repeater.
Repeater. Now, mid-morning, there was some hash on there, and I think it might have been a gentleman trying to get set up and get into it, but wasn't making it for quite some time, and there was some crackling and hissing on there, but boy, yeah, you couldn't ask for finer audio to, you know, talking back to Austria and then talking to Mike up in Oklahoma. I really enjoyed that. Austria is where Bernice's family, he still has relation up there in the little town of Vlach. And my daughter used to go over there every other year and visit with her daughter. And I was thinking it was Graz, but it wasn't. It was Vlach, and it was up in the mountains. You know, God, it's beautiful over there. But it was interesting. And he had some kind of a website set up, but I didn't have much luck with it. I went and looked at it. But just talking with him was really enjoyable.
I've got Echolink on a laptop, and I heard they got it for the iPhone. It works pretty good, too.
Hey, listen, I'm just kind of listening in with you guys right now, trying to stay out of the way. Y'all take it away.
Echolink, Bill, I thought about using that one time, and I think I downloaded it on an old 486 computer years ago. I might even have it on this one, but I don't know for sure. I just talked to him over the radio here, and he was on Echolink, and so was Mike. But most of my friends up in Kansas that were ham operators were older fellas and have passed on and aren't on the air anymore. So I used to get on HF and talk to them, and you can talk to them every morning from here. But they were in their 90s there at the last. And the younger hams up there are few and far between. And the Pittsburgh Repeater Organization dissolved. So about the only place I'd even know anybody might be Joplin, Missouri. I can talk. There's a Western Kansas net on every week. It's on 160 meters. But that's kind of iffy at times, you know. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I've never fooled around on 160. I don't have the antenna for it. The tuner will tune the antenna. I got out there on it, but I don't like doing that, pushing it that hard. But yeah, I used Echolink once or twice to get in this repeater when I was deer hunting down in the Midlands and talked to a couple guys sitting there in the camper.
Well, IQ has it on his cell phone, and I've talked to Bill several times on his cell phone sitting in a restaurant back before this stupid virus come out. By the way, Steve, they hauled another person off up the street from me here this morning. I'm suspicion that's probably what he's got because he's had the grandkids around. Then I found out that my daughter, her husband's side of the family lives over on Gap Creek Road, and there's five of them there, I think, and they all got it.
Grandchildren are petri dishes.
We went down to Amy's yesterday, and we put on a mask before we ever got out of the car, and we didn't get around the kids. But they've been isolated for 2.5 weeks. They haven't been around anybody, so that's usually not the case. You're absolutely right. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I know. It's for me and my granddaughter turned 13 yesterday. They're down there at Lugoff, just east of Columbia. And, you know, hey, thank goodness you got video conferencing on the iPhones. You can do the FaceTime, and that worked out good.
For the grandchildren as Petri dishes, I'm talking about, you know, kids 7 and under. You know, the ones that go to the daycares, the one that, oh, boy. I got a granddaughter that's 4 now, and, oh, God, she is just absolutely the sweetest thing, that she catches everything that comes along.
We go to the grocery store, we get up and go, we get up at 6:30 and go to Aldi's at 8 o'clock, and there's usually 5 or 6 people in the whole store, and get out of there, and then run across the street to Walmart, if we have to, which is seldom, and get what we want, and check out in the self-service, and get out of there, and that's very infrequent. Once in a while, I'll go to Tractor Supply, and I'll wait till almost their closing time, and there's nobody there. And that's about it for us. We just don't, we're just staying isolated as much as possible. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, also, hey, keep an eye on your credit card if you use a credit card at Tractor Supply. We had ours breached, and the only place I had used it was at Tractor Supply.
Hey, we've got us a brand new Tractor Supply over here towards Bullet Springs.
Usually.
Kind of rare now, I think, but I'm not certain of that. I'm not talking as an authority for sure, but, gosh, that don't sound good. Well, I just got the one card other than Sam's and Costco, and I just used the one card. And I've not had a problem with it, but you shouldn't be obliged on that. If somebody used it, you should be covered if it's Visa or MasterCard or something like that.
Oh, yeah. They reversed everything. It wasn't no problem at all. In fact, they're the ones that caught it. They notified us.
But debit cards.
I haven't used one in years.
Yeah, same here.
Well, I cut up all my credit cards several years ago and went straight to debit cards. And they work the same as a credit card, but the problem is, because, you know, I paid everything off. I owe no one. I owe nobody. But the problem is, if you're using a debit card, you don't have the same protection that a credit card does. You have to go through an act of Congress to get protected on that.
Yep, that's why we quit using it and just went strictly with a credit card. And, you know, on the credit cards, a lot of times, too, they got extra warranties on items you buy.
True. Now, I noticed Visa stopped that this year. That was one of the new provisions on the extended warranty thing. They did do that up until this year. And I was reading some of the fine print, but every time I get a charge on my credit card, I immediately get a text and immediately get an email. And any accounts that involve money, I've set up every one of them for what they call it, two accounts of security. So, like, if I log in to pay, for example, Costco's or something, it'll come up and it'll give me a text to call. Or they text me. That's what it is. They text me. And they give me a code, and to finish logging into that website, it's a two-step security. You have to put that code in, and it's got to be put in within 15 minutes. in the same way with my one credit card there that I use. And I like that because it comes to your phone, you put that code in, and even though I'm on the laptop, you can't log into it.
Yep, that's the way I got ours set up. But, you know, that's a good idea. I know I may get back into my account and set it up where if there's any activity on the card, it texts me.
Yeah. Are y'all starting to pick up a little scratch on my end?
There's some, but you're still, I won't say intelligent, but intelligible. Isn't that right, Bill?
I was thinking that. I wasn't going to say it. Yeah, just a little bit scratch. Not much. You still sound good.
Well, I'm fixing to go in a hole, and as far as that comment goes, you know, there's always one in every crowd, and I got both of them.
Well, that. I don't know how far Union is from here. I really don't, Steve. I'm a Kansas immigrant, so we'll let you guys go. I just wanted to let you know if you hear an odd call or something up there on the EchoLink or that, grab them up. It's pretty enjoyable usually, and it's more than just a contact. You guys all have a good and a safe day. 73NZ0TR.
Yeah, I always enjoy talking to you. We'll catch you later.
To the little place that I need to go to. Hey, Tom, how about giving me a call on the cell phone? I need to ask you a question that way. And, Bill, I'm glad you got to talk to me today. Yeah, 73's y'all. K4BWA. Clear.
Roger that. Okay, you guys stay safe out there. We'll talk to y'all later. N4WRO.
I think I deleted your work number out of my phone, but when I bring it up, what's the last four digits, and I'll make certain before I push the button. I guess he didn't hear me. N0TR, clear.
Yeah, he probably fell down in that hole.
Well, there, he's calling me. All right, see you later, Bill. N0TR.
Roger that. N4WRO.